Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, hello there. It's already hump day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. How are you?
Great. How are you? You seem very rested and happy.
I jumped into the air and landed in my underwear today. It was like one of those days where you just, wow, sleep. It's a miracle. Everything's on a roll.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Woo!
What do you got?
What do I have?
Yeah, tell me some stuff.
Like just my normal stuff.
What do you mean?
Oh, I do have one thing to tell you.
You went in the backyard, you naked, you tan naked, and then you went in the hot tub nude, and then your husband gave you the chief.
He didn't give me the business.
What are you talking about?
Please.
What do you mean, please?
How many times a week can that possibly happen?
I don't know.
Make that stop. Somebody make that stop.
Like you've been saying that's fairly daily, like pretty close to daily.
It's not happening daily. I don't even want to talk about that. I want to talk about this. So on June 15th, I'm going to do another one of those Sunday night, 6 p.m., like super early, a couple songs with, you know, Pat Gillis, the incredibly famous director and guitar player, and it's the Josh Zee show. So I got another gig coming up. It's free. It's all ages.
That's what you want to talk about?
That's all I want to talk about. We're trying to figure out what songs we're going to do this time. I want to just do something fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. What are you? Why are you mystified by that?
You got to know. You took another gig.
Yeah. Yep. I know. I just love adding stress to my life. But I love those guys, and I, you know, I don't want to let anybody down. You know me. I'm a people pleaser.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I mean, I'm not as much as I was when I was like 20, but now I'm just like, ah, this guy's my friend, and he asked me to do the thing, and I don't really have an excuse because he moved me to 6. I can do it right at 6 p.m. Like last time I did this, I did it at 6 p.m., and then I was home and in bed by 6:45. It was like just the stress of learning the songs was the only
thing. Do you see yourself as a people pleaser?
I do.
You do?
Well, less than I was when I was 20. I say no a lot more, but yeah, I don't like to let people down. If I say I'm going to do something, I try to do it. And when somebody asks me something to do something for them point blank and I consider them a friend, it's really hard for me to say no.
Even when you don't want to do it?
Even when I don't want to do it. Yeah. It's not even that I don't want to do it. It's that I know how stressed out I get about these things. Like I want it to be good. I'm worried about the sound. I got to learn new songs. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but then you're bummed.
About what?
Having said yes to stuff.
Yes. Yep. Totally bummed about it. But still said yes. But also do love to sing and rock out. And I really feel like if I say no to a lot of these things, then fewer people will want to sing and rock out with me at my house, which is where I like doing it.
Right. I mean, you showed me that video of you guys in a jam circle.
It's called a pick and play.
Well, it was a jam circle with some unfortunate partners on the outside of the circle just watching.
That's too bad for them. I feel so bad for them.
That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. More than welcome to come sing along.
There's Pat's wife sitting there like, oh, great.
This again.
We're doing this.
Yeah. Are they going to look at me?
Oh, every God, night of my life.
Don't look at
me. We weren't, though. We were all just looking at each other. Like, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 5 people with guitars. We sat there and tuned them all up, made sure they all sounded good. And a drummer. We had 5 guitars and a drummer.
I think everybody...
We all picked songs.
Everybody needs a little touch of stress in their lives to keep them...
I agree with that.
And I think you look... This is your deal. You have a very good life.
Whoa.
You got a maid. Mm-hmm. You got a maid lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every once in a while, you need to throw a little wrench in there. And this is what you do.
I agree with you, and I think that even though right now, and I am stressed, but I'm totally very blessed and have good friends, and I love rocking out. It's going to be great. June 15th, Sweetwater, all ages, it's free, 6 p.m. If you're there at 6:15, you will have missed us. You're going to probably do 2 songs. It's going to be great. The end. What are you doing? Mr. Happy. Mr. I jumped into my underpants today. And they flew up and seated themselves perfectly.
They did.
On my
I really
hips.
Had one of those mornings that was like, oh, yeah, that's what it's like when you sleep. You wake up happy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thanks to the rotten kids in my neighborhood. Ah! It turns out, you know what that was?
Yeah, what was that?
Every house has cameras in their front yard. So I don't know if the parents were gone or what the story was, but they all the cars for the kids to party were
on the side
off to the side, so they wouldn't be seen by the parents as this big car rally or whatever it was. Stupid cameras. They're useless anyway.
Why? Why do you say that?
We watched the guy steal our car. I know what he looks like. He was never brought to justice.
Mm.
Remember that?
I do. I don't remember that you knew what he looked like, though.
Oh,
I
thought he was... No, we saw the...
Zoom in, enhance that.
We saw the car pull up right out, like in between my house and the house across the street.
Yeah.
Just pulled right up. Dude jumps out of the passenger side, walks up to the driver's side of the car he was about to steal, tries the door. It opens. He gets in. Hits the start button, unbeknownst to him, the keys are in it, so it starts right up, and he pulls out and drives away and follows his friend down the street. We have a full face shot of the guy. Cops couldn't do anything with it. They're like, yeah, that's great.
Did they find the car ever?
They found the car abandoned somewhere months later.
Had it been stripped down, or was
it know.
Just...
We had already settled.
It was trash, though, right? You don't know. So the insurance company probably takes that
it's
and does what
car.
They can with it. Yeah.
Because we'd already
It was a
been
long
paid
time
out.
Later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is sort of stunning that with all this facial recognition technology, and like, why can't they... Remember the movies we were talking about the other day where, you zoom in, you enhance, and like, why don't we have the license plate number from the car that pulled up out front?
Well, I don't know if we're talking to Scott Budman today or not, but I do know that some of that facial recognition stuff, we don't want... Like, they've... We have fought it.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be out on the street corners being identified by our faces. We don't want that kind of mapping.
But we want it if someone stole our car.
Yes. But yeah. I mean, that's the press. So that's
the
point.
Sword.
Like, it's one of those things. If you go all in, sure, then they maybe could have, cross-referenced his photo to other stuff or who knows. But we
or
don't
maybe
want that.
Maybe you have a doppelganger out there and suddenly you're getting accused of all these crimes.
I can see the guy's face right now. I can see him like.
He just didn't even care. He just went and did it.
He pulls the door and it opens up. And then he gets in it and it starts up.
Which means just the key's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because these days you just have to have the key somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how did he know though? Were you like just the first
He didn't know.
On
we're
the
first. We were the first.
Oh,
they came around the corner, stopped in between the two houses. And they didn't even try the other neighbors. They tried us first. And I think that's a. We're on the right.
Boom.
You know how you, like,
yes.
If you're right-handed, and most of us are, you sort of gravitate towards, I'm going this way.
Well, and because he turned to the right to get on your
street. The passenger side.
Pulls over to the right. The passenger jumps out, tries the first car. It's available. They're like, oh, well, this was the easiest.
Right. They must have been high-fiving each other. That must have been like
that's
a
so
last
easy.
Ride.
For them. You guys, we have extra time now. You guys want to stop and get ice cream cone somewhere?
At Lyft, the keys in the car, it's so easy.
So easy. God, these people are so
and then,
easy. Nice neighborhood.
We were doing the show.
Yeah.
I came walking out from a break. I was at working from home because.
We used to be able to do that.
And the missus goes, my car got stolen. I'm like, no. And then Sandy was over and she's like, my mom, who was sleeping with my oldest. And she goes, I thought I heard something. I'm like, oh my God, mom. You heard them do it? Well, I thought I heard something, but I don't know. I'm like, oh my God.
It is true though. Like,
please don't tell us that.
I know. One time I was up really early because we were catching a flight somewhere and I heard some like metal. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And I'm up and I'm drinking coffee and the rest of the house is sort of slowly getting up because we got to go to the airport. And I hear this metal grinding sound. And it turns out it's the second time my kid's catalytic converter got stolen off of his Prius. And it was just, and I was like, oh yeah, no, I heard them. Of course, what do you say? And I wasn't going to get up off the couch and go look and see what was growing on out there.
Oh, so you like, did tell everyone you heard them?
I told it. I think we didn't even know until we got back from our vacation. And then my kid's car doesn't start. John gets down there. He's like, oh, it's been stolen again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, the cameras didn't get your car back, but at least they helped you catch those bastards that stole your wetsuit.
Yes, at least there was that.
No, they didn't.
At least there was
no,
that.
No, they did not. Mm. They didn't help with that at all. But
did
I did know
them?
That they went for a delightful lunch right after they scooped up my gear and drove off. Mm. I heard them go,
get some
you
lunch?
Hungry? You want to get some lunch? And
sounds
I told the
good.
Police
I'm so exhausted
that.
From stealing all this guy's stuff.
I think they're eating lunch. They were like, okay, thanks.
We'll troll all the diners.
Anyway, those cameras, they don't work.
So you didn't get camera on those guys. You just heard them.
On the boys that stole my gear?
Yeah.
No.
You could see their faces?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And they won't do anything. You'd be like, here's the thing. Let me send you the thing.
Can they
go to the
there's
local
a million
lunch places.
People. No, there's no.
Go. They're eating lunch now. I feel it. I just know they are.
Yeah, but you know, you leave anything in front of your house, it's free.
Yep.
It's not, though. I mean, that's really, I'm trying to tell the world that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Free wetsuit.
If there's a sign on it that says free, that's when it's free.
And it's out on the curb.
Street.
Yours was hanging off a tree in your front yard,
in my
right?
front yard.
Like, clearly just.
My property.
Just was used. Would you hose it down and hang it up there to dry?
It was dripping wet. That wasn't used. I mean, it wasn't for free. It was clearly, I just used it.
How long was it gone before you noticed that they had, like, was it long enough that they had eaten lunch and left? And so the cops were like, oh,
nope.
Oh.
No.
Could you have cruised around?
I did cruise around.
Oh.
But I, you know, burn. Why are we talking about this?
Oh,
yeah, because the kids were partying cameras the other night, and that's what kept me up.
See, the kids know what to do. So then last night, obviously, there was no sideshow going on in
your
neighborhood.
So good and quiet and sleepy.
Oh.
Wonderful.
I'm glad to hear it.
By the way, today will be the cooler day of the week.
Oh.
And yesterday
was actually chilly at my house.
Oh, no, it was warm
at
my house.
It was pretty windy.
Really?
Yeah. I was expecting a hot, hot day.
No, it was warm many places and warm at my house. It's going to come down just a tad, barely noticeable, but then we're ramping up into Friday.
Hot weekend.
Yeah, it could be up to the 90s and East Bay, South Bay, and North Bay.
Mm. So prepare
you know who
for
you
it.
Are.
Yes, the places, the hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll. I'm looking forward to some.
Sarah,
what now? What
your
are
next
you
show is on Father's Day?
Yes, yeah, it's on Father's Day.
Maybe you can choose a song that is fitting for the occasion.
Oh, I should do Chandelier because my dad loves that song.
Or your husband, who's a dad, might like you to do something for him.
About that. He's not my dad. My kids are supposed to be
a dad. Now that we're reviewing Vinny's greatest hits, can we please touch on the key fob in Hawaii? We're not reviewing.
Oh, yeah,
reviewing.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
What was that?
Why are we reviewing these things? No one, that's not what we're trying to do.
I've only heard about your
he lost
topless
his keys. This is a different trip.
Oh, okay.
This was the trip. I actually think you might have heard about this.
He wouldn't have heard about this.
Okay, well, so they have a
you
rental
don't need
car.
To hear about this isn't.
And he has the key and he puts it, he like flips it down into his trunks as he's getting his kids ready to go to this like water park area where there's also a place to swim out in the ocean, I guess. And then somewhere along the line, the thing just went away. It's like at the bottom of the ocean or it's in the parking lot somewhere. And they get back, they're like, okay, it's time to go. And they get out there and Vinny's like, okay, where's the key? Wife. And she's all like, I don't know, husband, you have the key. Nobody had the key.
Did you get that story right?
I mean, basically, right?
Yeah, the basics of it are there. I mean, I was trying to do something for my kids, you know, Clark Griswold. style. Of course, everything's going to go wrong. But I got to this water park in Hawaii where we were. It was our last day. This is going to be amazing. We're going to jump and climb on all these things and jump into the water and we're going to party and it's going to be so fun. And the missus like, yeah, you have fun. I'm going to sit over here and eat and have a drink.
And not hold the keys.
Well,
you slip them over the waistband.
Surf trunks don't have pockets. The one pocket they've got is a back pocket and they've got Velcro and they're just not useful in any way. So I put them right here, like in between your butt and the material of the, and I hang them over. Why are you looking at me like that, Bob? What is that?
Where you go, you're at a water park? You're going down like water slides?
No. I didn't realize I'd done it. I do this out of habit. I dropped the kids off and I said, you guys go pay, get us all set up. I'm going to go park and then we're going to hit the water. I put them where I put them and ran up and the kids were like, we're all geared up. Let's go. So I hurried into my whatever and then just jumped in the water.
And what do you do then? Do you call the rental?
Well,
place?
That's a whole nother thing. But so I go to the guy. I'm like, I think I lost my keys down there. And he goes, that is a mossy. Those are gone forever. It's 5 feet of moss under this water that we're in. And I was like, oh, that's really kind of gross.
You got like a metal detector or something that I could, and a magnet.
Everything down there is lost forever. And I was like, okay, great.
You know, they really should do like a magnet sweep of that. I bet you there's so many good things down there.
There probably are, and they probably will someday.
Someday they'll find your keys for you.
But not in a
so
timely
then how
manner.
So would you get like a taxi to take you back to the hotel and, okay, Uber,
yes,
I guess?
We got an Uber.
And all your crap was in there, right, in the car? Was it locked in?
No, the guy actually jimmied it in order to put it on the tow truck.
Oh.
So we were able to get our stuff out.
Oh, that's good. Thank goodness.
Those fobs are expensive. I went to go get another one because I only have one. And the guy's like, that'll be $10.37. I'm like, oh, Todd, really? Just $10.37? He's like, no. $1,037 for a new fob.
Oh.
And then I'm like, well, how much just for the little key? You know, the little key part that goes in? Yeah, $300 and some for that.
Okay.
Why is that $10,000? I don't understand.
I don't either. I was like, $10? That sounds like a good deal.
Wow, that was easy.
No.
Bob's Instagram is Bob on the Waves, everyone.
Yeah, people are asking. 415 goes, about it.
What about when he kissed the pediatrician? We are not reviewing my biggest nightmares.
I mean, you know.
That's not what this is for.
We'll do it in the celebrity trash. I mean, you're a celebrity. Let's trash you.
It's time to start.
KLLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Mini Al's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.